Today, we're discussing jumping on a trend. Some trend explodes in movies, and you think, I'm going to do the same thing and be successful. Is that the smart move? Hello, filmmakers. I'm Tom Malloy. Welcome to another action-packed episode of the Filmmaking Stuff podcast, where we share tips and tactics so you can take action and make your movie now. I remember I heard a great story from a famous actor friend who had a big show in the 1980s, a great guy, and he described the movie business much like surfing. He had been surfing his whole life, and what he said was, you go for the wave, and it's right in front of you, and then you try again, and it's right behind you. And then you talk to the guy on the pier and he says, man, if you just come yesterday, the waves were incredible. He says, so it's always a timing thing. And most of the time your timing is off. But then he says, when you hit that wave, it is the greatest feeling and you'll continue to chase it for the rest of your life. And he told me this and I go, oh my God, that is like the most perfect summation of the movie business that I've ever heard. And it is really what it is. Now, if you think of trends like a wave, by the time you see that wave coming, if you're not prepared, you're sitting on the beach with your surfboard, how are you going to get out there and catch that wave, right? And that is almost an analogy for trying to catch that trend. There have been times, there was a recent story that I conveyed about a movie called Hereditary that was a very elevated horror type movie. And that created this kind of, it didn't create the genre, but a lot of people started to use that term elevated horror, which was high end, not gory, and kind of like the thinking man's horror movie. So then everybody wanted to make those. Everybody was trying to make elevated horror, right? When Hereditary hit and was super successful. But then a movie called Terrifier and Terrifier 2 came out, and Terrifier 2 did incredible business for an independent film, and it was gory and bloody and completely over the top. And it was funny because Hereditary hits, and I remember being at the Next Film Market and getting some movies that were like Hereditary, that kind of elevated horror. And by that time, the buyers were like, hey, do you have any gory type projects? So it was like that train was already over. And that's the tough aspect of the business, is that when you see that trend hit and you go, oh, all right, I got to try to do this now, it's probably too late. You know, when the Blair Witch Project was super successful, and another being Paranormal Activity, there were so many imitators immediately afterwards. And that's a major problem, is that, you know, they were imitations. Now, some of them were probably fantastic, but and some of them were somewhat successful, I would imagine, but most of them just fell into the kind of pit of cheap imitations. One thing that I thought was a really interesting trend is that when everyone was in quarantine during COVID, everybody had the idea to make this kind of COVID-y movie, or make a movie on Zoom or something. First off, nobody wants to see a movie completely on Zoom. Now, there was a movie made starring John Cho called Searching that I think was an incredibly well done film, and it was done throughout with messaging and Zooms and stuff like that. But that was the first time that had been done. And I want to put a pin in that for a second. I'm going to come back to it. What I'm getting at is that people were making these COVID movies. And now by the time they were like finished in post and all that, COVID was starting to die down and it was over. And the last thing that people wanted to see was any reminder of that hell that we were all been through. So COVID movies were certain death. Someone would show me a film and there'd be masks on with the cast, and I would be like, oh no, I can guarantee nobody's going to buy this. And so that was a problem. Coming back to Searching, the movie with John Cho, the key there was, it was the first of its kind. And what I'm getting at is, it's much better to try to create something new and start a trend than try to catch something and try to be late to the game, because most likely you will. It's not easy. You can't turn around a film in 3 weeks' time. And I truly mean that. If somehow you could shoot something in 24 hours and then get in post, and then you're in 3 weeks, you're completely done and you're finished, it's still going to take several months to get it out there and get it on VOD and get it through the queue and stuff like that. So the absolute least amount of time from creating something to getting it out there, the 4 months, I would say. And, you know, 4 months is a long time. And that's, and I'm, of course, I'm using that 4 months is like if you went and you didn't sleep for those 4 months trying to get it out there. So it's really something interesting if you're the one creating the trend, if you're trying something new and you make a POV film or you make Run Lola Run where it's, you know, running the entire time and it's got something unique and different. And then you might be the person to set that trend. So that's what I would try to say is instead of trying to catch the trends and catch the waves, make your own ocean and then other people will be swimming in that ocean. Thank you for tuning into the Filmmaking Stuff podcast. I'm Tom Malloy, and I can't wait to see the incredible films you'll create. Don't forget to subscribe for more tips, tactics, and inspiring stories. Until next time, take action and make your movie now.